And we are back on this saddle, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we have not done a podcast in a minute. It feels like it's been a while. A little bit over a month, ladies and gentlemen, but technically, we did one, I think it was like a week ago. Maybe a little bit into 2 weeks ago, we dropped an episode. Probably, if I had to say, probably one of the most interesting episodes that we've done in our podcast history. Now I say that because what we did on the last episode, if you guys didn't know, if you guys didn't collect what we were trying to do, no, I wasn't trying to have a conversation with a Joe Rogan and make it seem like I wasn't, it seemed like I was talking to the actual Joe Rogan. No, I was not trying to do that. What I was trying to do is I was trying to educate the people on the simplicities of AI, the dangers of AI, the technological advances that AI has had, and how it has impacted our communities, how it has impacted posts online. I mean, the fact that we had the governor in California, for example, talking about, oh, if people get or post political ads that are AI altered, they're going to have them, what are they going to have them arrested or something? So we're going to be arrested or something like that, or have the FBI knocking on our door for political ads that are amassed by AI. Can you believe it? Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? Because I can't. But one thing I can believe is us being finally back. Woo, baby. We're live. What an episode we have today. What a return today, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be back here on this episode of True Speech with the King. It's your host, Gabriel Hernandez, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hope you all didn't miss me too much. Hope you all didn't miss me sitting here and actually talking and being here to sit down and actually talk and stuff. Because, you know, the AI interview was pretty damn cool. It was pretty damn interesting. A lot has happened since that interview. Online, offline, on Twitter. Man, I have been deep as fuck into the world of Twitter lately. Because, dude, my subscriptions and all that, my follower count, my interactions, my insights, everything, anything and everything on Twitter has deeply skyrocketed, ladies and gentlemen. It has deeply skyrocketed. All because I renewed my checkmark. I renewed my checkmark on Twitter. I did that. Dude, we're about to try these bad boys out, man. We got these, pre-rolls, THC pre-rolls, right? So pretty much just joints. So we got pre-roll joints the other day from the pipe and tobacco store. So it's pretty much a smoke shop. It's deemed a smoke shop if that's the way you think about it. But yeah, we're going to try these bitches out because we are back. We are here. We are ready to go. And what an episode of True Speech with the King, as we always have. We always have fantastic shows stacked up. Dude, I've been thinking about this for some time now. How about we do some streams? Some physical streams where people can sit there and interact, where people can, you know, where we can interact with the people a little bit more. Let's light this bitch up. We're about to be live here. Yeah, I mean, my wife does not like me smoking in the car. I mean, she doesn't have. It's kind of weird. Like, it's not weird. It's an understandable trait that she has, but she doesn't like me smoking joints in the car. Now, she doesn't mind the smell of the weed. It's just the smoke. The smokiness. The area gets surrounded with a bunch of smoke and stuff like that. So it makes it a lot more smoky. And yeah, a lot more smoky can mean a lot more of, you know, obviously not everybody is accustomed to the smell of weed and or THC. But then the simple fact is, for her, it's not the simple fact of the weed. It's just the smell. Now, there's people around us, like a couple family members, and I think our daughter doesn't like the smell of THC. Are we lighting this bitch up? Are we gonna get stoned here on this episode? The return episode, if you will. My God. Whew, this shit's delicious. Now, it's gonna be hot boxing here. And, I mean, I don't want... Do y'all remember when we, did that episode of the podcast, the hot car episode? Well, now that you are here, now that you guys are back, now that you guys are here live with us on this episode, we are in the car again. We are doing a hot car episode part two, except we've had a hurricane pass by. We've had apartment complexes robbed by Venezuelan immigrants. We've seen Kamala Harris drinking beer on live television. When the fuck is the craziness gonna end? If you're voting for Kamala Harris, first off, go fuck yourself, please. I don't think she is qualified to be a political candidate. I don't think she's necessarily one of the smartest people in the world. And I don't think anybody that votes for her is any fucking smarter. Because we're in the midst of a storm here in Ohio. That has nothing to do with it. That never will. But Kamala Harris is a fucking idiot. First and foremost. Kamala Harris is a fucking idiot. Kamala Harris will never be president. And Kamala Harris sucks. She thinks everything's so goddamn funny. She thinks everything is a joke. She thinks everything has to do with being middle class. Bitch, you ain't even middle class. You don't even get to claim a class. Both of your parents are not black. They're Indian. Your father is Jamaican. Came from Jamaica. Jamaica is not African American. It's a form of it. Just like when you see a Hispanic guy who speaks English. What do you get? What? I thought all you Hispanics and or Latinos speak Spanish. So what happens when I get someone that doesn't speak Spanish in Mexico? Pretend we didn't have Google Translate. Pretend we didn't have Siri. Pretend we didn't have ChatGDP, which, by the way, I've been using quite frequently. And if you need counseling, I'd suggest that, dude. We're going to drop some plugs here in a second, too, when we get done trashing Kamala Harris. Dude, her just everything, all her proposals. I mean, hey, there, Kamala, I will give you one proposal. Legalize. I mean, there's one proposal that I did see earlier that I agree in. Can you smoke and talk at the same time? Is that possible? Is that something that we've done here? That's something that we're accomplishing here on this show. Something that we've... I mean... Dude, I just don't like to waste my weed. Mind you, so... if we get a little stoned here on the show, by all means, ladies and gentlemen, bear with us. Because, like I said, listener discretion is advised, bitch. You're on Truth Speech with you're on this Truth Speech platform. Anything we're talking about, anything that we mention, anything we're discussing is all based on truth. It's all based on facts. It's all based on terms that are heavily agreed upon by many people. We're not here talking about just the weather. I mean, we did technically talk about the weather. I mean, yeah, it's raining. Yeah, I'm hitting this joint. Yeah, I'm getting stoned to the fucking max. But it's fun. I do whatever the fuck I want. Nobody tells me what to do. No governments. My wife, No governments, though. No governments. And certainly, fucking hell, not goddamn Kamala Harris. Now, mind you, let's get back to what we were talking about. The proposal that Kamala Harris has come forth with, legalizing marijuana. Ask Kamala Harris how many African American people she's locked up. And Barack Obama as well. Not locking people up, but the man is talking about getting the African American vote. You guys are all fucking idiots, to be very honest with you. You guys are all very fucking much idiots. You guys are all fucking idiots. You guys are all fucking idiots. And I'm going to tell one more goddamn time. You guys are all fucking idiots. And you're all fucking idiots. Why am I repeating myself? Why am I saying this shit over and over? Because you guys are. Oh, the Latino vote. Oh, the African American vote. Well, where's the white vote? Where's the Chinese vote? Why are people dialing it all back to race? What does race have to do with the fucking goddamn vote? It shouldn't even be like that. It should be the people. So Trump gets a percentage of the people. Okay, what people though? You could be white, black, Chinese. It doesn't matter. You could be an idiot. There's plenty of those in the world. We for sure as hell we have shortages on food. We're having shortages on workers in many ways, in different forms, especially fast food restaurants and stuff. But for sure as hell, something that we don't have shortages on, dumb fuck ass people. Dumb ass people that don't have any say-so in the world. Dumb ass people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Dumb ass people who jot it all down to... Oh, having the Latino vote, you know, Trump having, you know, it's not Trump, but I'm not talking about him specifically. I'm talking about the fact that, oh, you know, because of one person's words, oh, you don't have the black vote. Why is that even a thing? Like, it should just be it doesn't matter if you're white, black, or Chinese. You need to have the proper education, the proper intelligence, the most awoken awareness to whom you're voting for, to what they're standing for, to what they're doing, to what who they are as the people, how they're going to represent you guys as political candidates, how they are going to proceed with representing the country. You could be Chinese, white, American, or, as we said, Venezuelan, and still not know what the fuck you're talking about. Now you get a bunch of people together in one room, talk about something, talk about one specific topic, talk about one specific trait. You could get one person in the room, you could get a couple people, you could get a few of them in the room and give your thoughts on a controversial topic. What's going to happen? You're going to get people disagreeing with each other. You're going to get people agreeing with each other. You're going to get people barking just to bark. And you're going to have people who are trying to steer the ship. And what do I mean by steering the ship is I'm in a room with a bunch of dumb fucking idiots. I'm not going to sit here and call them dumb fucking idiots. When it comes to controversial takes, when it comes to thoughts and one way to steer up controversy with anybody you meet on the street, any old fuck, any person in an all-white neighborhood, doesn't matter where the fuck you are, it's an easy place to steer up anything, is by, drumroll please, wearing a Trump shirt. All these dumbass idiots have their head and fingers up their ass Because, I mean, dude, okay, so if Trump is so bad, are you meaning to tell me that this barely coherent second to Joe Biden is any better in the form of Kamala Harris? How is Kamala Harris any fucking better? What the hell is it that she does that makes everyone want to start fingering themselves? To go crazy, oh, Kamala, she's for the people. Kamala's for the blacks. Kamala's for the whites. Why don't people say the whites? You know, everyone's talking about Latinos. Latinos for Trump. Everyone is talking about African-Americans for Trump. Muslims for Trump. Israelis for Trump. I'm just joking. I'm joking about that last part. But all these people are talking about these specific nationalities going for a certain group of people. I mean, I could understand, or a certain specific person. Now, I could understand, ladies and gentlemen, I could understand, like, okay, we're all going to bind together. There's more than enough of the same race of people that are thinking about the same things. We're talking about these things all as the same races of people, the same races of, that are like a bunch of people. So let me backtrack that a few seconds ago. Cause dude, this is fucking crazy to talk about. This is fucking crazy to bring us, to keep bringing it up and bringing it back. Damn, you got some shape up in that shit. So if you have a dumbass captain, where the fuck are you going to get anything from when it comes to the crew members, when it comes to the people on the ships, when it comes to the passengers, when it comes to the maintenance people? It doesn't matter where the fuck you're doing. If you have a dumbass captain, that's the boss. That's the main person. That's the person in charge, like the commander in chief. Let's go back to what we were saying about Kamala Harris. So we'll do it like this. Gather five people that don't like Trump. Put them in a room with them. Not just put them in a room with them, actually. Backtrack that. Let's put all five people in a room with the idea of Trump. Okay, so what do you think about Trump? Okay, part two. What do you think about Trump? Part three, what do you think about Trump? Part four, so ask every one of these individual people why they don't like Trump. I guarantee you, most definitely, you're going to hear the same fucking thing. Oh, Trump's racist. Oh, Trump sexually assaults women. Oh, Trump's disrespectful. He's very homophobic. Or Trump's this. Trump's that. Trump doesn't like Latinos. All these stupid ass takes on, okay, but what is Trump capable of doing? First and foremost, he's became and been the president. Prices were lower. Things were getting done. I'm not one to sit here and talk about the back room because I don't fucking know about all these things, but you think about it, ladies and gentlemen. All these people targeting Trump. There's not one goddamn news service, news report, news business in the world that doesn't talk and didn't talk about Trump during his entire fucking election. Trump's became president. Trump's been nominated. Trump beat Hillary to become the president of the United States. And he accomplished that. Kamala hasn't. She's doing drunken, idiotic interviews on shows like the late night show with Stephen Colbert, when most motherfuckers would be sleeping. The only reason why people know about this damn interview is because of it being on Twitter, it being online, and or you just got a bunch of people that are thinking, well, what the fuck is what dumb shit has Kamala said this time? What dumbass thing has Kamala said that time? You know what I mean? You got a lot of people that agree on the same stupid shit. Why? Because they're idiots. Why? Because deep down they don't think about the consequences of these things. And they don't think about the things that are going on in the world actually in real time. They're not thinking about what could happen. They're not thinking about what's at stake. They're not even thinking about themselves. What they're doing is trying to fit in. Are all trying to buy together and be a support group for each other. Oh, what do I need my support group? Oh, my vagina hurts. I need a support group. I need a support animal. I need a support donkey. Do they offer donkeys as support animals? If so, I think I want to get myself one. So what I'm saying is that there's everything that goes on in this world is curated already. Why in the fuck would they elect and or endorse someone with all of these issues on the back end? I'm thinking about all the issues, all the backstories, everything that it comes to when it talking about these political candidates. There's none of these good people that come back from clean backgrounds. No controversy, no bullshit, no ditty parties or anything. It's all fucked up. They're all coming from weird ass backgrounds. Tim Walz is a fucking weirdo. Kamala Harris is a fucking idiot. You got a lot of dumb fucking people running the country as it is. Everyone in government's more older than 60. It's already goddamn stupid as hell deeming someone unable to run for president unless they're 35 or older. Why? Why is that the threshold? Why can't a younger, fresher, wiser, more energy-induced person be qualified for president? Why can't a younger person be qualified for it? Why does it have to be 35 or older? What is there's dumb fucking 35-year-olds. It doesn't matter how fucking old you are. You could be 25. You could be 15 and run for president. I mean, we got all these dumb-ass son-of-a-bitches running our country. We have the most unqualified people running our country. We have the most underqualified, I don't even know. There's many under fucking words that we could think of. Underqualified, people who aren't intelligent, undereducated. They're educated on dumb shit things. I'd like to know how many of these backroom conversations go. It's probably some of the most stupidest, uneducated things. I mean, second to Kamala posting in that picture, she's trying to look busy, trying to look like she's actually doing things. Where the hell is Joe Biden? Why the hell is he not running the country? Biden is barely coherent. And all these points get shut down because people don't like to hear the fucking goddamn truth. Kamala is incoherent. She's a drunk. Her husband is a fucking weirdo as well. Tim Walz's wife is a fucking weirdo too. She reminds me of Hillary in so many ways too. Dude, there is a fucking, is that a fire department down there? Did someone fall? Or what the hell happened? I don't fucking know, dude. I'm stoned. Did you guys hear the, you guys hear the sirens in the back? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of old people in a way in the world, but I'm stoned. What I'm saying, though, going back to what I'm saying, is, dude, there's no one with no dirty laundry. Everyone in the world, ladies and gentlemen, no one's perfect. I'm not sitting here and claiming to be perfect on any stretch of the imagination. Never would I do that. Never would I not own up to my own issues or problems or things that I've had negative experiences with, or, you know, just owning up to my actions overall. This a person in general who's very accountable, who's very aware, who's very strategic in the way that they're thinking about these things. I mean, everybody is their own person and stuff. I like to think of the world as a bunch of video game characters, even though I fucking hate video games. Anyone that sits on their lazy little fat asses and plays video games all day long and makes and makes stupid ass choices in life, you're a fucking idiot. But I like to think that we're all our individual character. Like I was saying earlier, I don't need to fit in. You got people that don't necessarily know shit about anything. Oh, I'm voting for Trump because I don't like Kamala. That's a smart reason. I'm not against that. But it works both ways. Oh, I don't like Trump. I'm voting for Kamala. Kamala all the way. I support Kamala Harris because she cares about black people. I support Kamala Harris because I think she's more fit to be the president than Trump because her open border policies said no one. She's a fucking idiot. She won't ever not be a fucking idiot. She will never be fucking president. And we're going to be in an era where the media is just going to constantly be trying to attack Trump. Oh, I'm trying to attack Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. No. It's an idiotic take. It's an idiotic way to go about things. It's an idiotic way to do things. It's an idiotic approach to and when it comes to voting for someone, and when it comes to, you know, what's it called? I mean, I don't even know when it comes to voting for someone. It's not just making a fucking selection on a test, A or B. My friends, you've got to do your research. You've got to do your research on these people. You've got to do the research on these candidates that you're endorsing. These rappers that you're following, all these celebrities and public figures. Well, why are these people all tied up in conspiracies? Why are all these why in the hell, first off, why is someone gonna provide false allegations against a person for something that's so fucking out of the books, so off the wall? I mean, where the fuck did they get him from? I mean, I know allegations go very far. I know a lot of people think of stupid shit to say. I know a lot of people think of stupid ass takes on dumb fucking things. I know we got a lot of dumb ass motherfuckers in the world, but hey, it's the world we live in. But that creates everyone to provide an avenue for the truth. You know, everyone wants to get into these groups. Everybody wants to get into, Latino for Trump, black for Trump, white for Trumps, gays for Trump, everybody for Trump. I mean, everybody's endorsing these people. I'm not against it. Everyone's binding together. Everybody's enjoying themselves. Everybody wants to be the same. Everybody wants to act the same. Everyone wants to get, everyone wants to be accepted in many ways. Okay, what do you want to be accepted for? What's your reason? Why? Kick your feet up and tell me that's goddamn reason. Why do you want to be accepted? What gives people the need to feel accepted by someone else to fit in? Why can't you fit in on your own? What is it you can't accomplish? Why do you seek validation from many other people for your work? And you could just be yourself in general. I know I'm going to sound like a hypocrite for a second, but like one area that I would not be mad at would be like the follower count, the interactions count, like we were talking about earlier. I mean, you want a good steady amount of followers. You want a good steady amount of people that know who you are. I can't reply to each and every one of these messages though, but you know what I mean? It's important to have a good following, a good cause, a good direction of things, because people need to be able to accomplish things. People need to know who you are. People need to know what you are. People need to know what you're about. And you get all these people in one room, man. It's like, yeah, I don't want to deem and describe the world as a bunch of dumb fucking idiots everywhere. No. The world's a beautiful place, man. It's a beautiful place. It always has been. it's been foreshadowed to be a negative place because of the negative people that we do have around and the people that we surround ourselves with and stuff like that. And it's okay to be in the world and be happy. You know what I mean? I don't want anyone not to be happy. I wouldn't push for anyone, nor my worst enemies to be happy, not to be happy. I mean, not to do this or that. You know, I am fine with the way that my world is. I mean, I will do everything I can to persuade, to go, to, you know, provide knowledge to people, to share my insights in the world about things, how things are going, why things are going, and most definitely give my individual take. I don't want to sound like anybody else. I don't want to be like anybody else. I don't want to provide my intel or give my intel on anything else the way that everybody else does. I wouldn't want to sound like another person or be like another person or curate myself like another person. I want to be myself, because being yourself, my friends, will get you to and through the races in life. Life's toughest obstacles, life's biggest points. I mean, you could stand out. You stand out in a crowd, that makes it the most beautiful thing that you could probably do. You got all these people sit around and pressure themselves for this shit. They pressure themselves. They destroy themselves because of simply not being liked or feeling liked or feeling appreciated or anything and everything under the sun when it comes to this kinds of things that happen. You know what I mean? It's things that go on in the world that can cause people to feel like shit. You know, it depends on what it is you're working at, what it is you're looking at, what it is you're going through, what it is you're, you know, whatever life's bringing your way, whatever's coming your way, it's your choice. It's your choice. It's your, you know, your idea. It's your method. Whatever it is that you need to do, you do to strengthen whatever the hell is going on. If something terrible is happening, if something devastating is happening, if something that keeps going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, or something unfortunate is happening more so in many of the many cases that I've seen, you've got to change something. You've got to do something differently. You've got to change something differently. And you've got to, you just got to go about it like, you know, someone who's strategic would. I mean, I want to sit here and I want to think about the things that are going on. I want to know why they're happening the way that they are. I want to go about it. I want to strategize all the things that I'm doing. I want to strategize everything that's going on in the world. I want to strategize all the problems. I want to think. I mean, I'm not going to sit here, ladies and gentlemen, and think about every single fucking thing that's going on in the world. But at the same time, I'm not going to be one to be blind. If I'm blind, that means no one around me is going to know what to do. No one around me is going to know how to fight it. No one's going to know what to do. It's the world we're living in. It's the world around us. I mean, there's going to be problems on every fucking avenue. It doesn't matter what the fuck you're going through. It matters how you get through it. I mean, everyone's going to go through shit. I mean, people die every fucking second of every goddamn day. You know how many people died since we've done this show? We're at 34 minutes, my friends. How many people die in 34 minutes? Can you ask ChatGPT that? You guys want to see a fucking example of ChatGPT? Shall I introduce these people to ChatGPT? Let's pop open this drink, though, ladies and gentlemen. So if you guys like our hard-hitting show, ladies and gentlemen, we're available everywhere. You get your shows exclusively on Apple Podcasts, exclusively on Amazon Podcast, Amazon Music as well, exclusively everywhere you get your shows, ladies and gentlemen. everywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, it doesn't matter where you get your podcasts, as long as you get the podcast. This is True Speech, episode 209. What is it? No, not 209. Dude, we're so stoned. Look at all those cops over there. There's two cops that are over there. Can you believe it? This is not True Speech. This is what episode are we on? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a social media too, though. Damn, there was three cops over that bitch. What the fuck happened over there? So we're on episode 517. So this episode 517 of True Speech with the King, ladies and gentlemen. We are available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively. Dude, we see like three cops here on my fucking way here. Can you believe that? Dude, so first off, ladies and gentlemen, me and Julie got an air fryer, okay? So an air fryer is fucking fantastical. Fucking amazing. Fucking just absolutely wild. I love me an air fryer. Air fryers are fantastic. Dude, it beats every fucking other mess you can make. I mean, it makes a mess in there. Julie was kind of agitated about the fact that there was oil or some shit in there. And I was like, yeah, we make some pork chops sometimes and some oil gets on the bottom of the pan and all that shit. But I'm like, dude, that's absolutely fine because that comes with it, dude. If your cleanliness is, you know, perfect and stuff like that, and you're always keeping up on your cleaning and all that, the demand for it and all that, then you'll be in a lot better spot. Now, if you don't, there's going to be an issue. No, I don't mind cleaning it all the time. I think that shit's easy for me, myself. And I think that it just depends on the person. I don't like being around no dirty ass motherfuckers, that's for sure, though. I like to be around people that are cleanly, their cleanliness is fucking good. But it just depends, you know, where I'm at, what I'm doing. But, you know, I noticed and I know that not everybody is absolutely clean like I am. But yeah, so point blank, let's go back to the air fryer is fucking amazing, dude. We've made burritos, burgers, steak. Earlier, we made some chicken patties and hot pockets. Dude, fucking amazing. You guys got to get your hands on one. We picked this bad bitch up at Walmart. But as we said, ladies and gentlemen, what a show. What a way to return. What a way to reintroduce our show to the masses, ladies and gentlemen. Other than that, man, there's been so much that we've talked about here. So much that we have uncovered and overcovered and gone through. Dude, the return of FBI, the series, FBI Most Wanted, FBI International, all returns tonight too. So yeah, I'm going to be binge watching the fuck out of that season, tuning in, waiting in for every single episode to come out. I can't wait though. Excuse me, man. All right. We are going to get ourselves out of here, ladies and gentlemen. GT King Official on, Twitter, x.com, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/GTKingOfficial, instagram.com/GTheKing_official, and Threads the same way, threads.net/GTheKing_official, TikTok, Instagram, all those, ladies and gentlemen, True Speech Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever the fuck it is, True Speech Pod, ladies and gentlemen, you can look us up. True Speech with the King is available everywhere you get your shows exclusively, and weekly available everywhere you get your shows and all your podcasts, ladies and gentlemen. So it has been one hell of a fucking show. It has been one hell of a fucking year so far. And cheers to more goddamn podcasts in the future, ladies and gentlemen. So we appreciate you all for joining us here. We appreciate you here for listening to every single episode. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back sooner rather than later. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.